7, extension 108.
NATO truck attacked in a bad parts of Pakistan, and this is just the start of things. There's no question, will there be a peace deal between the Pakistani government and the Taliban? I'm going to tell you the answer is probably no, because the Taliban wants to take over Islamabad. Here we are in America, and here's how I'm starting the show, and you say, well, why should I care? You should care because we have troops already stretched so brutally thin in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, what does the United States do with Pakistan? Do they jump in? You have to figure any partnership with the United States is certainly at stake here. I think the United States, here's the problem. I think the United States in one sense has to turn its back, because how are they going to support a regime that's not a regime, especially if you're talking about the Taliban? If the Taliban gets in power, then it's all over. If that weak government falls, then the candle is lit on the Middle East, no question. It's more than what the White House is calling very disturbing and extremely concerned. I'd say this has to be one of the number one issues on the board right now, besides domestically, the reaction to the interrogation techniques, because you've got a push by Nancy Pelosi, who has the power, to form this commission, which would be like a wild witch hunt and would take a very long time and eat up a lot of resources. Because remember that. Who's paying for this commission? That would be you and me, the taxpayers. So not only someone like me thinks it's ridiculous and shouldn't have happened in the first place and the memo shouldn't have been released, but guess what? When it's all said and done, we got to pay for it. And Pelosi wants to see that happen. But there's opposition to forming a commission and doing an investigation instead. But even with the investigation, I'd say leave it alone. Why are we even going there when things are crumbling around us? Rome is burning. So why are we focused on something that, one, happened in the past, and, two, if you went through to the strongest sense of the word legalities, waterboarding, whether you like it or not, was legally deemed acceptable during that administration for that particular time. So where's the break in the law? Yeah, if they broke it, but not according to the people I've been talking about, that didn't happen. Coming up around the bend, you're going to love this. Jed Babin joins us. He worked for Bush 1. He's got thoughts on the memos being released and did the waterboarding and the other techniques lead to information that was invaluable to the United States in this war on terror? And see, that's the other thing. This war on terror is like none other before. We were attacked on our soil. So besides Pearl Harbor, I mean, this was the big one. And we're not talking about kamikaze pilots. We're talking about kamikazes of a different kind. Jihadists that don't want to, they're not talking about a small contingent of people that they want to harm. They're talking about mass mayhem in the United States, which is what they wanted to cause in 9/11, and fell short. They did cause it, but they fell short of ultimately what they wanted to do. There was supposed to be a second wave, and from what I was told, that's what was uncovered, and it included Los Angeles. So Pakistan is a nightmare to you and me. If you have somebody who's serving, most likely, they're going to end up, especially obviously if they're overseas, they're going to end up being stretched even more, which means people are not going to do the one term, the two terms, the three terms. I mean, who knows? They'll they'll have to push it as far as they can if there has to be more troops. I mean, there's obviously frustration here. There's reports that you've got the Taliban forces moving eastward into a couple of new districts in the country, and there's no resistance from the government. They're 60 miles outside of, rather, Islamabad. That is the Pakistani capital. So this is more than a threat. The Pakistani stability is key to the United States' efforts in Afghanistan. And it's also, obviously, important in the future partnership that we might have with whatever that government is in Islamabad. So there's a reason for concern here. There's a reason to be more than frustrated. This could affect us, certainly, in the United States. Coming up, we'll also talk to Jed Babin, obviously, about Pakistan as well. And we will swing, I promise, into a couple of other things, like texting and a man actually divorcing his wife through texting. Didn't happen here in the United States. Happened in Saudi Arabia. Wait till you hear what one woman has to say about women trying to get a divorce in Saudi Arabia. Also, we have news you can abuse. It's the lighter side, yeah. Got to grin, got to laugh through some of this stuff. Birthdays, who's celebrating yet another year of being alive on this planet. And this day in history. And this day in history, when we go back in the time capsule, a lot of it has to do with war-related things of the past. Ultimately, when I think of the things that have been going on for the last 3-4 months, I wonder how this will be marked in history. Obviously, Obama's presidency, the fact that he was elected president, was huge and historic and a first. But what is the Obama legacy going to be? If the economy isn't straightened out, he's going to have a tough time, because it is about the economy. And now you've got the economy and you have world chaos. I say not world chaos, Middle East chaos. And it is chaos because you have a flimsy government in Iraq. I mean, is al-Maliki, the prime minister there, really ready to completely lead with no United States backup? I mean, there'd be boots on the ground there, but not the full force of an army there. What do you think happens to Baghdad? And then, of course, Afghanistan and Pakistan, and you link those countries together, and 10, 20 years from now, are we really looking at democracy in Iraq, which is what the United States, obviously, was fighting for these handful of years that we've been invested in the desert there? So this is serious. You've got the Pakistani troops rushing to some of those Taliban-infiltrated areas because they were threatened by our government. You better get yourself in gear and do something about this. Because if you're not paying attention to this extremist threat, hey, we're not going to help you in the end. Coming up, Jed Babin. You don't want to miss it. Again, he was part of the defense team around Bush 1. I don't mean lawyer-wise. I mean, he was the undersecretary to the for the Department of Defense, for the defense secretary. So you'll be curious to hear what he has to say. I know I am. That's next.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Red alert, folks. Red alert. This is not a drill. Ron Paul's bill to audit the Federal Reserve Bank is now before the House Financial Service Committee and has garnered 55 co-sponsors. The fate of this groundbreaking legislation could be determined at any time. All who understand that the Fed and its system of debt-based fiat money is the cause of the recent crisis and at the core of all of our nation's problems must take immediate action. On Saturday, April 25th, be at the nearest Federal Reserve Bank or office for the second nationwide End the Fed rally. Support H.R. 1207 with your sign, with your voice, with your presence, and help educate others and let the world know that there is a grassroots movement for sound money in America. On Monday, April 27, support the bill to audit the Fed by calling your representatives as we melt the congressional switchboard. Add your voice to thousands of others and demand that H.R. 1207 be passed. Visit endthefed.us for more information and get involved. Audit the Fed. Thank you very much.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
As we continue here on America Tonight, more conversation on the rippling effects of the president's decision to release the CIA interrogation memos. It's a pleasure to welcome Jed Babin, the former Undersecretary of Defense for Bush 1. You caught his stuff as well as commentary to the American Spectator or National Review Online. He's also the editor of Human Events. Jed, thanks for coming on. Again, we appreciate you hanging with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's just one of those crazy days here.
Yeah, no kidding. Always in Washington, it's interesting, no doubt. Hey, first of all, should the memos have even been released? Because the president said that he struggled with it for a month, and then all of a sudden they were dumped out last week. What did you think of that?
I think it's a terrible idea. I think he has made it virtually impossible for us to successfully question a terrorist suspect from now on.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So if you work for the CIA, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that you're getting abandoned by this administration? Are you a little concerned you're getting run under the bus?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm working for the CIA right now, I'm either planning to retire in place like a lot of federal bureaucrats do, or I'm printing my resume and hoping somebody like Britain might pick me up.
Yeah. In your opinion, does waterboarding and some of the techniques that were revealed in the memos, do they work?
Well, obviously they work. I mean, we know that from the memos, and we know that from what Admiral Dennis Blair has said, both publicly and privately. We know it from a whole lot of other things that we've come to know in the past few years. And the real thing we've got to understand, and people need to focus on this, is people are running back and forth and using the word torture and illegal and criminal all too loosely. You have to follow the timeline. In 2002, when the law was as it was then, waterboarding was not illegal. It became illegal later.
And certainly that's part of the story. What else are we missing? What's the rest of the story that we don't know? Because there's more, even more memos that might detail links to things that were maybe attacks that were prevented in the United States, right?
Absolutely. And that's basically what Blair has said. He said that this has been, this information, especially the interrogation of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and I think he was waterboarded almost 200 times, that was information that was used to stop a 9/11 attack on Los Angeles. So, I can't shed too many tears over this, but, again, we have to understand we are a nation of laws. And when the law says what it is, people will follow the law. If you change the law later, you can't go back and say, well, we changed the law, so what you did earlier is wrong.
Yeah. Boy, that's the truth. Originally, President Obama said there, you know, wouldn't be any prosecutions, but a day later reversed. Your thoughts on pursuing this course of action?
Well, I don't know. I think that what we have to have here is a full and open disquisition of what actually happened. Obama is cherry-picking. He set out some of the memos that say certain things. He wants to keep using this to keep the boogeyman of George Bush in media so no one can figure out how badly he's failing in dealing with the war that we have right now. I mean, for heaven's sake, the Pakistani government is about to fall to the Taliban. That is much more serious than anything that's happened so far. Pakistan, after all, has a whole pile of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, veering off into Pakistan, and you heard Hillary Clinton even the other day talking about the whole deal, that Pandora's box that certainly been ripped open there. What's the future course of action do you think the United States should take?
Well, I think right now we have to send Admiral Mullen back over there, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and say get with General Kiani and see if we can help him keep control of this government. I mean, the Kadani government over there is failing. It's Benazir Bhutto's widower, who is now the prime minister. He can't keep things under control. The Taliban is on the march. They're now within, I'm told, I saw one report earlier that said they're within 60 miles capital city of Islamabad. So we have to get with the army over there, see if they can restore order. You know, hopefully that will maintain some semblance of a democracy over there, but right now it's much more important to keep those nukes out of the hands of the Taliban.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about Pakistan and talking about the CIA and whatnot. I mean, already in recruiting for national intelligence positions like CIA operatives positions, et cetera, whether they're desk jockeys doing the research or they're actually out in the field, we're already having a tough time, right, because you got to scour the nation and find people who speak Farsi and other languages so that they can meld in. And we already talked about this, that current CIA folks probably, as you said, are probably retiring, getting their resume together. Do you think that this also deters, and I'm almost answering my own question, the future bright minds from going into this field?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think it also, you know, discourages people from going into the military. I mean, young, bright people say, okay, or I might want to go into the Marine Corps and go fight. My life is going to depend on the intelligence that people can get to advise my commanders on what to do or not do. And, you know, if they can't get that intelligence, I'm going to be a sitting duck. You know, I think the young folks in America are not dumb. They see all this going on, and they're going to say, whoa, maybe I don't want to do this.
Yeah, part of what one of the jobs that you did, obviously, when you were working for the first Bush, you were also a member of the Pentagon military analyst. So you went through all this data and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to presume to say what you did in your job, but I'm just thinking what the parameters were. How different is warfare now that people don't understand from, you know, way back in the day? I think people, also the American public, gets it confused as to what it's really like.
Well, let me just say the military analyst program was part of what Secretary Rumsfeld did to get people who had military expertise in there and give them briefings. You know, back then, we were not doing a facing a terrorist threat when I was serving as a deputy undersecretary. During the time I was a military analyst, yeah, I mean, we had this stuff to deal with every single day. People would give us briefings. We never got into the classified stuff, so I really can't tell you what was going on at that level. But my suspicion from what I'm learning from a lot of different sources in the intelligence community and the military and elsewhere, you know, basically people were making decisions based on how to win the war. President Bush made a mess of quite a bit of it, but right now no one is even thinking in terms of winning the war and doing the things that we need to do. Barack Obama is out there having his head handed to him by a bunch of South African punks. And, you know, quite literally, things are falling apart in a very dangerous way.
Yeah. Jed, before we let you go, you've written some great books. I loved the book Inside the Asylum. You have anything else coming up? I think there's a book in all of this.
Well, there probably is, but right now I got to tell you, I am so flat busy just keeping up with this stuff. I don't have time to write a book. Wish I did. But I hope everybody will read Human Events, humanevents.com. And we've got a lot of good people, not just me, writing for this, and Cole Pat Buchanan, Connie Hare, Rowan Scarborough. Ted Nugent is one of our columnists, so just don't miss it.
I love it. Jed Babin, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, you heard Jed, of course, and what he had to say there, obviously, that now how are we going to ever, and this was one of the things that we talked about on this show, how are we ever going to interrogate future detainees, anybody that wants to come to the United States and try to do harm to any of our people, etc. Ultimately, what type of interrogation are you doing that you can gather some information that will lead to stopping future attacks? And, you know, that merry-go-round goes round and round, certainly. Hey, Liz Cheney had plenty to say when it came to her father. First off, here's what she was questioned by Nora O'Donnell, who had her on a show. And Liz Cheney, you know, once again, she has that same strong back as her father, defended him right out of the gate.
There's absolutely no question that this was a program that was widely approved and supported within the administration. I think there's no secret here that the National Security Council reviewed the program. The National Security Council ensured that it had legal approval before going forward with these techniques. But I want to go back to one thing we just heard the Attorney General say, Nora, which I found very troubling. He said that he had not seen the memos or any memos talking about the effectiveness of this program. And I think it's very important for people to ask the question, had the president, before President Obama made the decision to release the tactics and the techniques, had nobody reviewed the effectiveness of the program? Had his attorney general and the president himself looked at whether, in fact, these programs had gained intelligence that was critical for saving for the security of the nation?
Then there was the follow-up question, and Nora O'Donnell, in that whole follow-up to the waterboarding deal, and here's how that went down.
Well, it wasn't torture, Nora, so that's not the right way to lay out the argument.
Okay.
Everything that was done in this program, as has been laid out and described before, are tactics that our own people go through in SEER training and that our own people have gone through for many years. So it's really does a fundamental disservice to those professionals who are conducting this very effective program and to those people who approved the program in order to keep this nation safe and prevented attacks through the program to call it torture.
All right, so that was Liz Cheney on MSNBC defending her father, Dick Cheney, of course, as the VP through that administration for those 8 years. And once again, it's the waterboarding, it's the techniques as far as the detainees calling it torture, a lot of people calling it torture. And you can see what a hot button, obviously, that was for Cheney, who says, you know, waterboarding isn't torture at the time, and this is what Jed Babin says. At the time, that was what was acceptable in as far as interrogation techniques. And so here we are again, picking out specifically, I think, that. And even the part where she adds about the soldiers, our own soldiers, training that way. You know, is it a tolerable technique for military interrogations? Now people are kicking back and saying the same thing, that, geez, do we need to really go through that training? Anyway, hang with us. More to come.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Vasmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same.
Coming up, The Soloist, Fighting, Obsessed, and The Informers, a couple of the new movies that are out this weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can shoot us an email, day or night, at americatonight.net. Here is our blunder of the day. Do we have that chant somewhere that I know we're going to be hearing pumped out in our streets eventually? Just kidding before you send me some angry email. Anyway, this was the blunder of the day. There was this cat in Saudi Arabia that wanted to divorce his wife, so he texted the divorce to her. And I guess Saudi Arabian men, when they want a divorce, can just say, divorced, we're divorced, and that holds up, and you're divorced from the person. Isn't that crazy? And the texting thing turned out to be legal as well. So what does that mean if a woman, that this is men, so what does it mean if a woman wants to divorce a man in Saudi Arabia? Amal Benton said it wasn't such an easy proposition.
If the man wants divorce the woman, very easy. If the woman wants divorce, very difficult.
In a nutshell, very easy. If the man wants a divorce, obviously, if he can just text it and then it holds up and, okay, you're divorced. How easy. Imagine if they had that in the United States. We already have drive-through divorce here. It'd be disastrous. The divorce rate is so bloody high in this country. Okay, I'm divorced from you. No, I don't think that would work out too well. I think Texas and Vegas have the quickest divorces, like in 60 days. Crazy. Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, you're a big movie fan. A couple of interesting movies coming out this weekend.
Yeah, I haven't really paid attention on it, Kate. I know, I think next week Star Trek comes out.
Star Trek does come out next week. That'll be a good one.
Yeah. Hey, I divorced thee three times, so.
And that's all you have to say.
Yeah, that's what the men have to do. So, but okay. Trust me, they it's not like they just, you know, leave the woman. They have to pay out a lot of money to be able to do that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are clerics over there, you know, that run the whole shebang. If they divorce them, it's, you know, they have to take care of the women and their wives, ex-wife and the children, so.
Well, thank goodness for that, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. So, hey, did you hear this thing today, I guess, with Pakistan? And that they've given up a city over there or something like that?
Yeah, the Taliban is marching on to try to get through to Islamabad. There's no question. I was talking about it all night. It's ugly, ugly, ugly. And we just hit that up with Jed Babin. Yeah, it's bad.
No, it's spooky because I think if I'm not mistaken, they have 6 nuclear weapons in their arsenal. And
yep.
So, you know, that's kind of, that's a little bit spooky there, especially when we've got a president who's vowed that he'd never ever use nuclear weapons as a deterrent. So, I don't know. Well, it's 2012 starting to look even more promising, huh, Kate?
Yeah, somebody said that to me earlier. Dave called us in Dallas because I said to people, hey, if you had to rate the you know, the presidency so far, 100 days in with Obama, well, you know, how would you rate it? Because everyone's going to mark the 100 days next week. And he said the very same thing. And we talked about that. I'll tell you, I think you have to, it's almost like you'd have to turn Pakistan into glass, but there's no way. Like you said that Obama vowed he won't do that, but it's getting scary. And then they're going to release these photographs of supposed atrocities in Iraq and Afghanistan prisons, like 44 pictures, and the Defense Department doesn't want them released because they say it'll just be that much worse for the soldiers and everybody concerned with the Middle East. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, you know, I knew when Musharraf left power over there, there was going to, we were going to, you know, that place is going to start falling, get going into chaos. And, you know, one of the good things is India is a enemy of theirs and is right next door. So I don't know what kind of deterrent that'll make towards the Taliban. But, any case though, hey, did you hear the big news? We knocked off the Lakers tonight.
I did hear that. In fact, we talked about it on the air, and it was Kobe Bryant's shot that didn't go in, too.
Yeah, I think we got just lucky. He really stunk up the joint. He played.
And that's huge.
He doesn't play that bad too often, so.
No, I agree. Mm-mm.
But
good. Congratulations to the Jazz.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. Well, we'll see what happens Saturday. So this is Jerry Sloan's kind of game, knock down, fight them out, we'll see what happens Saturday, and maybe it'll become a best of 3. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you have a great weekend, Don. We'll talk to you next week. And obviously, he's concerned about Pakistan, and he's right, and it's all the things that we've been talking about throughout this entire show. All right, so on to lightening the load a little bit. Do you want to escape and get away from some of the sad, depressing headlines? Maybe you'll check out this movie that's getting a lot of play. The trailer's been played a lot on the tube. And if you've gone to the movies at all, you've certainly seen a trailer or two for it. It's called The Soloist.
I called Juilliard and they said, you went there, but you didn't finish.
I bombed right out of there. I bombed out of Juilliard.
Yeah, what happened?
It didn't happen. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Anyone I could contact? Family,
this Faria air is my mom. She's a beautician. Beauty is art. Music is beauty. I don't do hair. I do my own hair, but obviously my mom does. Everybody's there in the community. They will come for her. She's quite a woman, you know. And, but I don't know how you're going to talk to her, though, because she passed.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
You know, it's a dream out here, Mrs. Lopez. Yeah. The sun is shining. The nights are cool and serene, and I notice that everyone is smiling.
All right, this is a journalist uncovering a former classical music prodigy, and he is living on the streets of Los Angeles. He's homeless, and he's trying to help him find his way back, and it starts this unique friendship. Robert Downey Jr. might have recognized his voice. He's in it. I'm a big fan of his all of a sudden. Love his stuff. What do you think, Maddie? Do you like Robert Downey Jr.?
Definitely. He's made quite the comeback, too, because in the last, what was it, about probably 6-7 years ago, he was kind of down and out due to all the drugs and whatnot that he was doing.
Oh, yeah. You'd see him more in a courtroom than you would see him on the big screen, and he's made a complete turnaround, and he's played some roles just absolutely brilliantly, I think. And Jamie Foxx, who's rather popular as well, he's the soloist. He's the guy in the movie, and I think it could make for a pretty good pairing. I would be curious to see this, although I don't think I'm going to go and see it. It may be one of those that I end up watching on DVD, but I think it'll end up being at least a good DVD rental. Okay, another one that's out this weekend that's getting a little bit of buzz is a movie called The Fighting.
It's about this guy you're about to go up against. You know, I know you're a tough guy and everything, Sean, but you're not going to beat him. But he's going
to... I can handle myself.
I know you can. That's why when he puts you in the choke move, you're going to go to sleep. It's that easy.
What are you saying?
I think you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. It sounds like you're saying you want me to throw it.
Well, whatever you want to call it, you know. But we're going to make some money, not like up in the Bronx when you complaining about that whole thing, right?
No, I'm not losing.
I know you're not going to lose. You're going to do what I'm telling you to do.
I appreciate everything you did for me. But, you know, the only way I'm going to lose is if somebody beats me.
Okay, then. Whatever. Let them beat you.
Okay, this one is about a kid from a small town. Comes to New York City, doesn't have anything but pretty much the clothes on his back. And he becomes a fighter. And you could hear a little exchange there. You might have recognized the voice. Terrence Howard is one of the stars in this movie. And it's kind of an underground movie. I don't want to say it's underground because a major distributor is behind it, Universal Pictures. But it's got that underground buzz from some of the festivals and whatnot that have actually played it. Here's another one that's getting a little bit of buzz. And it's because of its star. And the star is Beyonce. And the movie is Obsessed.
Hey, baby.
How's the male bonding?
As you can guess, everybody's wasted. In about half an hour, I'll be able.
Derek, are you there? Wait, I think Kyle wants to say goodnight. Derek, are you still there?
Baby, I'll call you right back.
Derek?
I should not be here.
What's wrong? You don't look happy to see me.
I'm not happy to see you. What are you doing here?
You said that you would never jeopardize your job. That's why I quit, so that we could be together.
You misunderstood me.
I'll be waiting in my room. Pretend.
I'm not coming to your room.
You want me to come to yours?
You're sick. Need help.
I know.
Stay away from me.
Some big stars in this one, Beyonce, as I mentioned, Ali Larter's in it, Jerry O'Connell's in it, Christine Lotti's in it as well. And picture this scenario. You got a successful manager at a company. He gets a big promotion. He's happy in his career, has this great marriage. But there's a temp worker that starts to stalk him. So everything he's worked for his entire life in jeopardy. It's a major thriller. I say major thriller because they're building it up that way. It's in wide release. It's Sony Pictures. They kind of pumped it out there subtly. And because of the people in it, maybe it gets some bounce. It's a theme that's been done a bunch of times, but it has a shot. We got one more picture for you to hear about. And then, of course, we're going to swing into news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. Hang with us.
You already know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming up, what do Al Pacino and Renee Zellweger have in common? If you thought birthday, that would be the answer. We got birthdays around the bend. Also, this day in history and some crazy, crazy news. But first, here on America Tonight, let's go to our last quickie movie preview, and the movie is called The Informers.
Indians in the desert.
What does that even mean, the Indians in the desert?
Indian did some bad stuff. Decided to stay in Barstow. He's laying low, if you get my drift. But Mary's in the band.
Who's Mary?
Come on, I'll show you. Jackson, this is Mary. Mary? Mary, this is Jackson.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's sort of just taking it all in. She saw some stuff. Bothered her.
How old is this girl?
I don't know. 16, 17. I never ask.
All right, familiar voice of Mickey Rourke that you heard there. Billy Bob Thornton's in it. Ken Basinger's in it. Winona Ryder is in it as well. Kind of some has-beens, but some famous has-beens. And Mickey Rourke, of course, having a big year. So this movie, obviously The Informers, you have to think about what it is. It's L.A. in the early 80s with a vast of array of characters who are on the top of the heap and who are disillusioned. Mickey Rourke, the wrestler. Did you see The Wrestler, Matt, by any chance?
I actually did.
Was it good?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
So it was worth seeing that movie because I didn't see it. I'm actually wanting to see it.
I think the hype kind of ruined it, though, because I was expecting so much more. But it was an overall pretty decent flick, but because everybody was talking it up and saying all the awards it was going to win and everything, that I went into it with such a high bar that it didn't quite meet that. But it was it's worth seeing. And it's definitely, you know, one of those low-budget movies that, you know, it does well for what it's supposed to do, I guess, for being totally under budget.
All right, now I got what you mean. Sometimes people build it up too much when they start to talk about a movie and tell you how great it is, and then you go to it, and it just does, you're right, it doesn't live up to those expectations. Time for news you can abuse. Okay, this is a freak show deal out of Florida, Seacrest Beach, in fact. You had a one-eyed, no joke, three-legged alligator that showed up on the beach. It was captured by some of the sheriff's deputies in that area. It was less than 5 feet long and had some way found its way onto the beach and was walking around and, I guess, kind of scaring some of the early morning joggers. Think of this, an alligator, one eyes, three legs. Yeah, a little bit scary. For our friends in Minnesota, cops say a 23-year-old man is in stable condition, sadly, after he pretended that he was falling off a bridge over the Minnesota River, then actually fell off the bridge. They got a call just before 5 a.m. Last week from a guy who said his friend fell off the Highway 77 bridge and into a marshy area about 30 feet below. Can't mess around with that stuff. And he was pretending he was doing it, and then he actually did it. Lucky to even actually survive that. A lot of times, if you fall that high off, it would have been instantaneous death for certain, certainly for some people, so lucky for him that didn't happen. He had a quick-thinking friend as well who jumped on the phone as soon as he could to try to help his buddy. So got to help a buddy out, as I always tell my nephew. What is the old Marine saying, I think it is? Never leave a man behind. I taught him that, and he goes to school, and he says that. I got a phone call. Did you tell him never leave a man behind? Mm-hmm. Hey, it was a good saying. All right, this is our final one. Paparazzi galore, media helicopters, etc., hovering overhead, and photographers naturally camped out all over the place. And why were they doing this in Japan, outside the top talent agency? Because one of television's cleanest-cut stars there was arrested for public indecency. Check this out. Tayasi Kunzagi of the pop group SMAP was found drunk and naked in a public park in Tokyo in the early morning hours. He was alone, and he was shrieking at the top of his voice. He shot to fame instantaneous in that popular Japan boy band. And as we know in America, you can rise to the top pretty fast, but boy, you do something wrong, and you will fall very hard. So apparently he fell very hard, and they were trying to cover it up. This day in history, a couple of highlights to hit for you. April 24th-wise, we go back to 1898, Spain declared war on the United States after rejecting America's ultimatum to withdraw from Cuba. The United States, of course, responded the very next day. In 1916, about 1,600 Irish nationalists launched the Easter Rising by seizing several key sites in Dublin. It was put down by the British. It only took a week. Speaking of the British, in 1953, British statesman Winston Churchill was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. In 1970, the People's Republic of China launched its first ever satellite, which kept transmitting a song, "The East is Red." In 1990, the Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off from Cape Canaveral. And what did it carry? If you were thinking Hubble Space Telescope, you're absolutely right. Give yourself a pat on the back. You know how much that Hubble cost? $1.5 billion, with a B, dollars. No joke. We have birthdays to get to. Do we have any birthday
singers? Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
Singer, director Barbara Streisand, people, you know that song, 67 years old. Shirley MacLaine, slightly older than Babs, she's 75 years old. Richard Donner, he is a pretty famous director. You might remember him from those Bruce Willis movies, Die Hard. He is 79 years old. Actor Michael O'Keefe, this is name dropping, but he's on my Facebook. I think it's just the Irish thing. He is 54 years old. Billy Gould is 46 years old. Michael O'Keefe, by the way, what was his rise to fame? He was in the super, super successful Caddyshack movie. Remember that? All right, so rock musician Billy Gould is 46 years old. Country rock musician Brad Morgan from Drive-By Truckers is 38. Actor Derek Luke is 35. Country singer Rebecca Lynn Howard is 30. Kelly Clarkson from American Idol fame, that's how she rose through the ranks, 27 years old. From the All-American Rejects, Tyson Ritter is 25 years old. We talk about politics all the time on the show, right? Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley from a long line of politicians, 67 years old. Country singer Richard Sturban from the Oak Ridge Boys is 66 years old. From Creedence Clearwater Revival, Doug Clifford is 64. Eric Bogosian is 56 years old. He's an actor playwright. You might not recognize the name, but you would certainly recognize him if you saw the face. He's been in a lot of super decent movies. And I think he's in one of the Law and Orders. Cedric the Entertainer turns 45 years old. Rock musician Aaron Comis from Spin Doctors is 41 years old. And finally, actress Melinda Clark is 40 years old as well. Now, on Saturday, there's a couple of famous birthdays, and I thought I'd throw those out to you. And I mentioned already a couple of them, and that would be Al Pacino celebrating a birthday. Al Pacino turning 68. Renee Zellweger is just a year shy of 40. That makes her 39. Hank Azaria, 44 years old. Talia Shire, remember the Rocky flicks? She was in all of them, but the last one, 62 years old. Jacob Underwood is 28. Jason Lee is 38 years old. Meadowlark Lemon, Globetrotter fame, 76 years old. That's it for birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or over the weekend. Thanks to everybody who listened to the program, and thanks to everybody who emailed this show. We certainly do appreciate all of the support. Trust me. We recognize everybody participating in the action here behind the scenes. It's been an interesting week, to say the least. I'm going to leave you with a German proverb. To change and to improve are two very different things.
You got it made, boy. Good job. Huge hose and a big truck.
Good night, America.